resist the devil. Resist the devil. So what do I do? How do I resist him? Quote the scripture. It's part of God's promise. Let the peace of God rest in your heart. Resist the devil. Resist the devil. Who is the author of confusion? Satan is. He is the author of confusion. So just resist the devil, he shall flee from you. And then carry the cross and follow Jesus. But before you resist the devil, you submit yourself to the Lord God. I want to speak to all those that are afraid for their life. I want to speak to all those that are going through a storm in your life today. Take authority. Stand on what God's word says. It says in verse 8, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And it says in verse 9, be afflicted, mourn, and weep, let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. In battle, that's the most challenging thing, when you choose to direct your focus in humility to God, so he can fight for you, instead of trying to blame somebody for what you're going through in your life. The Bible says the answer for nothing but make your request unto God. So we see that when you draw closer to God, you're going to go through the transition of brokenness. You go through the transition of, you go through the moment in your heart where you feel like, you know, it's like there's a sadness that comes on you. But as godly sorrow leads to repentancy, and through that, what comes next is reconciliation. And once you're on the right side of God, no foe can stand against you. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This is a spiritual battle. This is not a physical battle. You fight it in the spirit. You fight it in the spirit. You defeat the devil in the spirit. You went to war against the devil in the spirit. You take authority over him in the spirit. I want to speak to all those that are afraid for their future, for their life, to go through any kind of storm. God is the answer. God is the answer. God is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And by his spirit, you will win. Jesus is the answer. That's the name that's above every name. And the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Now, when we study the scripture, see that Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, every situation he faced, he responded to it based on heavenly direction. For example, when there was a need, the disciples said, send the multitudes away. Jesus said, send them out. He took the bread and the fish, the little was left, to give thanks to the Father, and the food multiplied. The immediate ideology and the philosophy and human understanding of the case was the crowd is too big, we can't feed them. All we have is just a little for us, but the Lord took and gave thanks and multiplied. Now give thanks to God, because in your situation right now, in the natural, it looks like there's nothing you can do, but God will pave the way for you to snap out of the bondage and see victory on the other side. Greater is it that is in him, that is in thee, in your heart, and the devil that is in this world. The peace of God made a peace rest in your heart. God is a God of order, establishment, and purpose. And he is not, well, he will let you go through what you can't handle. He will not let you go through what you cannot handle. Right now, we're going to declare the preeminence of Jesus over this land, over this, over the families, over the people that are depressed, some people are suicidal right now because of what they hear the news about the storm. Let me tell you something, you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to jump off the bridge. No, call Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Let me tell you something. Why would you want to not give your heart to Jesus at a time like this? This is not for you to give your heart to Jesus because, you know, he is in control. God forbid, but if you die today and you don't know Jesus, where do you go? If you know Christ, if you die, then you go to hell. So it's better to give your heart to Jesus right now. So if you leave this place, you go spend eternity with him. But I'm here to say that God is faithful to protect you, to preserve you, to sustain you, and to keep you safe, healthy, and well in the name of Jesus. That's why we come on the station to lift up Jesus, to preach the gospel. The preaching of the cross of them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. Salvation is a free gift. You haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. God has promised to give us hope, peace, joy, happiness. Jesus rebuked the storm, and the disciples were able to leave. They made a wise decision to call him Ali, because it would have been worse if they had not called him, and nothing would happen to Christ. So when I encourage all of you that are afraid, fear not, but put your trust in the Lord, and let the Spirit of God guide you. Wisdom cometh from the Lord. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. The Lord shall lift you up. When enemy comes like a flood, the Lord shall lift you up. The Spirit of God shall raise a standard against him. The platform the Lord is going to raise against the enemy. He's going to give you victory. It's time for America to turn to Jesus. You know, if you're talking about storms hitting Houston and in Florida right now, in a situation of panic and fear, and you see what's happening in the fires in California, in Oregon, in Montana, and also the threat of a nuclear war, what's happening? This is time for the nation of America to turn to Jesus and call upon the Lamb and call upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer to America's problems. Jesus is the answer to the world's problems. And you have to understand that it's time for you to witness to people about Jesus. You can't be embarrassed to tell your family members about Jesus. Jesus is the answer. We have to lift up the name of Jesus. My cantata bossa. You know, I'm excited about this because I want to say, God has to be glorified in America, and this is the time. This is the year for things to turn around. No more putting Jesus down or hiding him under the table. Jesus is the truth. He's alive, and we must call him. And I declare in the name of Jesus that whoever can hear the sound of my voice, let Christ be glorified in your life. In the name of Jesus. You see, they brought a woman into our service. I never forget, I was speaking in London. She, for 8 years, she could not talk, she could not hear, and she could not see. And the Lord did a miracle. He opened her eyes, opened her ears, and opened her mouth. And to God be the glory. That's the God we serve. Nothing is impossible. Whether it's a double bondage or triple bondage, God can cast out. God can cast out. In the name of Jesus. So it is Jesus who heals the sick. It's Jesus who sets the captive free. It's Jesus who opens blind eyes. It's Jesus who makes the cripple walk. It's Jesus who puts food on your table. It's Jesus who makes sure your name is in the Lamb's. It's in the book of life. It's Jesus who makes sure that you go to heaven when you surrender your heart to him. I'm going to make an altar call right now. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you made a commitment to Jesus Christ, now you're born again. Now your name is in the Lamb's book of life. And don't walk away from Jesus. Stay in him, because he's coming back soon. And stay in him the rest of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Not a lot of I would come on TV every Sunday at 5 o'clock. And Jonathan 61 and 436 HD were 12 on that way. And I'm on this station every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Now, remind you that the show coming up in Port St. Lucie next Saturday, the 16th of September at 7 p.m. Fairly sure if you're packing, the 16th. Come, invite a friend, get a word out. Bring Kendall, bring a bass, bring flowers. These guys are packed up with miracles and orders, and the world guys are so strong. Look forward to seeing you in Port St. Lucie. Come from Jupiter Jensen, come from Vero Beach, come from Jensen Beach, come from Indian Town, come from all over West Palm Beach, Vero Beach, Miami. I see you in Port St. Lucie at the Civic Center on Saturday, the 16th, 7 p.m. That is 9221, Civic Center Press. Go to pyvenue.net for more information or call us on 561-337-9018. I'm excited about this crusade, and I look forward to see you. Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Peace. Brought to you by Power Evangel Ministry. Preaching God with your host, the Apostle Ronald Sally. For more information about Apostle Ronald Sally, or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-908. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing. Right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Christian Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Sally. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.